Okay, let's continue with the cycling thing. Can everyone hear me? Yeah? Cool. So the next session is about cycling in Jyväskylä, and I'm Kaisa from Jyväskylä Cycling Association. So if you heard a name, JYPS, it's the same thing. So today I'm going to tell you about 15 minutes about reasons how to cycle, why to cycle, and then also the rules of the cycling. The fact is that not all Finnish people know how to cycle, so that's why we are giving information to you, and also we are giving information and lectures to all Finnish people, and especially here in Jyväskylä. So if you see someone cycling in some really weird place or wrong way, it doesn't mean that they know how to cycle. So not all Finnish people also know where to cycle and how to cycle. So I hope you get some tips in here. Some of you know really well all the rules of the cycling, so you can just skip the familiar rules. But if you have some new things, I hope you remember them. First, five top reasons why to cycle. So it's fun, easy, and cheap. It's the fastest vehicle in the short distances, if it's under 7 kilometers. You are free from timetables and traffic jams. It's a good way to get your daily exercise and fresh air. And of course, the more we cycle or walk, the less greenhouse gas, polluted air, and noise we are adding to the environment. So in many ways, cycling is a really good way to move in here, Jyväskylä. Some tips about bikes, accessories, and maintenance. So how to start cycling in here? How many of you is having a bicycle already? Some of you. How many of you are going to get a bicycle? Yeah, sounds good. So if you want to have a used and cheap bike, you can go and ask from Polkupyörätori. It's really near here, the university, or then the flea market, or ask from your friends or someone. If you want to get new bikes, there are some bike shops in here. They are called Ride, Pole, Iikan Pyörävarikko, and Bikes Jyväskylä. In your bike, you should have a bell. So if there is someone on your way, just cling it, or then if you want to use some Finnish words, you can say anteeksi, which is excuse me. In the wintertime, it's really easy to use bicycle if you have spiked tires. So they are the tires that you can see in the picture there. Of course, you don't have to have these. It's really nice and easy to cycle if the weather is good. If there are some minus degrees, the surface is really good to cycle and it's not slippery. But of course, if it's like in 0 degrees and having afterwards, we are having lots of snow and cold weather, it can be really slippery. So I really recommend for you to go to the shop and ask for spike tires. They are costing from €20 to maybe €60. So they make the cycling easier. And helmet is good to have in some situations, especially if it's really slippery. Usually it's good to have your helmet on. Or then if you go to the road cycling or to the mountain biking tracks or somewhere, I recommend to use the helmet. Then some things about reflectors and lights. So in Finland, we have a Finnish law that says that you have to use lights when it's dark. So in the evening time, you really should have the lights in front. So in the front, you should have a white light, and in the back, you can have a red light, but it's not compulsory. So the policemen are giving fines for you if you don't have a light in the dim time or the dark time sometimes. Of course, not all the time. They are not giving you the fines, but sometimes they have these campaigns, and you really can have a fine from it. So please go and have a light to your bike. They don't cost much. You can have it from €5 to €10, some really small white light. And also, you should have reflectors on your bike. you don't have, the policeman don't give you a fine if you don't have reflectors, but it's for your own safety and also for the others' safety. So you should have reflectors in the back, in the front, and also on the sides of your bikes. They don't cost much, a couple of euros. Then taking care of your bike, always lock your bicycle. In here we have some thieves that take your bike, especially on the centrum area, so please lock it, and if it's possible, try to lock it to some kind of pole or fence or something with the proper U-lock or something, not those really cheap ones, they are really easy to cut. And then the cycling is more fun and easy if you have enough air in the tires and some oil on the chains. Especially in the winter time, it's much more easier. Then about the rules of the cycling. These are familiar to some of you, but maybe there is one rule that isn't familiar to you, not yet. So of course you can cycle if you see the signs on the left side. So the first ones, please cycle on the right side of the road if you see those signs. And then the two part, you should cycle where the sign informs you to cycle. Maybe on the right side of the left or the left side. But then the tricky rules that not all Finnish people also know. So the definitely no part. So if you see the sign for the pedestrians, of course it means that you cannot cycle there. But the trickiest rule is that if you cannot see any sign, it also means that you cannot cycle there. So it's for the pedestrians. And I have here a picture of it. So there is the familiar rule, maybe to all of you. If there is a sign for the pedestrians, you cannot cycle. Also, a policeman can give you a fine if you cycle there, if they have time. And then if you don't see any kind of sign, it means that it is just for the pedestrians. So in this case, you know, you can see maybe that there is a man who is walking with the bike, or then you can just cycle along with the road with the vehicles. It's okay, but not cycling in the right side. Then we have these two different kind of ways, pedestrian zone and then a living street or shared zone. In some countries they have this a lot, but in Finland we have had this just maybe 5 years, so people don't know always how to use these. So the pedestrian zone is the zone that we have in the centrum, and it means that it's for the pedestrians and bicycles also. So it's you can cycle there in the centrum. But it means also that the pedestrians go first, so you cannot go really fast there. The speed limit for cycling is 20 kilometers per hour. I recommend that you don't go that fast. Please do go a bit slower and give way to the pedestrians. And then we have these living streets. If you are cycling from the university to the centrum, maybe you can see these living street parts somewhere. So it means that it's a shared space for everyone. So there can be cars, cyclists, and they are giving way to the pedestrians. And the speed limit also is the 20 kilometers per hour. And actually these signs are, they should be different, like sideways. This is for that one and this is for this one. Sorry, they have slipped the wrong order. Yeah. Then when you are riding on the road with the cars, you should think that you are a vehicle. So you have to obey the same rules as the car drivers. So it means that you are using the same traffic lights as the cars, unless you want to get a fine. Again, policemen can give from this also a fine. Please use hand signals, the right and the left, and be careful with the car doors opening, so don't go too near the cars. At least 1 meter away from the cars is a good thing. Then we have two kinds of zebra crossings. Again, this is a thing that came to Finland maybe 5 years ago, so not all know this also. The familiar thing is maybe this normal zebra crossing. It means that it is just for the pedestrians. So again, you can see in here, there isn't any kind of sign, so it means that you cannot cycle here. You should cycle with the cars or the vehicles. This one is the new thing for the Finnish people. We have also zebra crossings where there is some kind of gap in between. It means that it is for the pedestrians and also the cyclists. And you can see also here that we have a sign for the pedestrians and cyclists. So it's okay for you to cycle there. And then some rules for how to cycle in zebra crossings. So in Finland, some people think that the cyclists can go anywhere, everywhere, and then the cars have to give way to them, but it's actually not that simple. So you are allowed to go first in zebra crossings if you are pedestrians, of course. But when you are cycling onto zebra crossing, you have to give way to cars unless there is a stop sign or a yield sign, the yellow triangle, for the car. Then the car have to give way to you. Or then if the car is turning or coming from some kind of minor street, small street, they have to give way to you and you can go first. These are the exceptions. Then a couple of things about bike boxes and bike lanes, also new things for the Finnish people. Some countries are having this, of course, a long time, but we just got this. So if the light is green and you are cycling to the bike box, you should just go normally straight and obey the rules of the vehicles. But if the light is red and you are going straight, you have to just stop to the middle of the bike box. If you go to the right, go to the right side of the bike box, and then if you go to the left, go to the left side of the bike box and wait for the car lights to change. These are really nice that we got this. I will show you a small video if it works in here. Let's see. Not all of it, just in here. So here are some tips again with the lanes. If you are turning right, again using the hand signal and not going too fast. If you go to the left, go to the side of the vehicles and then using the left hand signal. And of course checking that there isn't any cars going. There's a triangle for this car, so it should give way to you and you can just run along. But if you see some pedestrians, you should give way to them, so don't run over. And if there's a bus leaving from the bus stop, you should give way to the bus, but in this video, the bus is in its place and not moving. And then some tips about the bike box. The car should stop behind the line, but it didn't, because Finnish people know how to do it. So if you are going straight, you should stop in the middle of the bike box. And actually, this woman is also going straight, but she doesn't know where to stop. She should be also in the middle, and also this gentleman in here. So they are waiting for the lights to change for the vehicles. So just hanging out and maybe chatting to the people in the bike box and then just cycling along. And again, you should be obeying the rules of the vehicle. So there was the light, the green light. So you go straight and just checking that there isn't any cars. So then it's really easy and nice to cycle. And then going to the left. Again, the rules of the vehicles and checking that there isn't anyone, pedestrians or cars. So it's really easy to use these bike boxes and lanes if you know what you are doing. Of course, you cannot see it that much in the winter time, but maybe at some point when there isn't that much of snow, you can see more of it. So where to learn more? We are organizing kaupunkipyöräilykoulutus, cycling in the city trainings. Usually we are organizing this in the springtime or the summertime, but maybe in the wintertime we are having some of it. And if you want to learn more in English about the safety in traffic, there is this Liikenneturva, which is the it's the organization that gives lectures about cycling and cars, and for the pedestrians there is a really nice safety manual in English. So if you have any questions, we have like 1 minute. You can ask if you are wondering about something. Okay, so everything is clear. Thank you for this session. Yeah.